I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a moment, our culture coaches offer tips on preparing for a layoff. That's in just a few minutes. But first, we visit with people who are just trying to get started in the job market at a youth job fair here in Washington, D.C. Last week, hundreds of young people streamed into the Washington Convention Center to apply for the city's 2009 Summer Youth Job Expo. Washington Mayor Adrian Fenty hosted the event, part of the city's efforts to fill the 21,000 jobs available through its summer youth employment program. It offers young people between the ages of 14 and 21 the opportunity to earn money and gain work experience in industries ranging from healthcare to the arts, media, and construction trades. Hundreds of young people came with resumes in hand, like 18-year-old Javinci Parker Bowser. He walked around the convention center for hours and was hoping to make the first step toward his ultimate goal.
I would love to take Bill Gates' job just to see what it feels like. If I could have his job for a date, I would take it. But on a serious note, I'm looking for a job that has anything to do with technology and media because I really love computers and stuff like that.
Parker Bowser is a senior in high school and says he needs a summer job badly. He says he realizes there will be a lot of competition. More than 7,500 people had already pre-registered for jobs before the expo began. But Parker Bowser insists he's got a backup plan.
If I can't find a job, I'll just stick with my entrepreneurship, helping people fix their computers. And right now, it's like a nonprofit for me. But soon, I'm going to just start charging people because it's like me putting in hours of work and not getting anything for it. So I might just start charging people.
I'm very nervous.
Jasmine Jackson is 17 years old.
Because I know with the economy being like it is, a lot of people are looking for jobs as well.
She attended the expo with her mother, Raythe Jackson, who was glad to be there with her.
It was important for me to come to make sure my daughter has all she needs to graduate and have a good job regardless of the economy, have her own business so she has something to fall back on.
Shawana Permenter is 22 years old. She doesn't meet the youth employment program's age requirement, but she decided to attend the expo anyway. Although Permenter already has a job as a customer service associate, the part-time student wants something new. She knows she has a tough road ahead.
It seems like everybody's budget is real low as far as hiring people. It seems like you have a lot of things in the papers and they're hiring, but then they're not because they're scared to let people on board because they're not able to pay them. They're letting people go all the way to the government, so everybody should be scared for real. Nobody's safe.
Despite the weakness in the job market, Permenter is determined to find her dream job.
I mean, it's not stopping me from looking out there for another job because somebody actually might give you a chance. You just never know. If you stop, then you would never know. You basically hurt yourself. So I'm going to keep going until somebody says yes.